war for the whale. As we leaf over the pages of Genesis, we come to those interesting passages which tell and put on record the digging of wells by Isaac. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And they called the name of the well Esau, because they strove with him. Genesis chapter 26, verses 19 to 20. Now, Deborah and Barak won the great victory. They both burst into song, and in that song they referred to the war of the well. With the words, the noise of the archers in the places of drawing water. Judges 5:11. The same thought of war for the water of the well is found in the blessing of Jacob to his son Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Genesis chapter 49, verses 22 to 23. The war for water is also seen in the battle when Amalek waged war against Israel in Exodus chapter 17. In the life of Isaac, we have a great war waged. It's highlighted in a very special way in Genesis chapter 26. The uncircumcised filled up the wells. The enemies of the gospel today are busy in the uncircumcised succession, stopping the flow of the gospel of salvation. Old wells are stopped. Old pulpits are no longer the channels through which the gospel can flow. That word Esau means strife, contention, war and battles. In verse 15 we are informed, for all the wells which Abraham's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Genesis chapter 26 verses 15. By filling them with earth, the water was contained and eventually stopped. Isaac, however, was determined to reopen the water supply. There's a great difference between Isaac and Abraham. In the Companion Bible, we have the following useful note. In the days of Abraham, his father Isaac, a placid character shown by his obedience, Genesis chapter 22, verse 8. His meekness in betrothal, verse 24 of the same chapter. His mourning for his mother in chapter 24 of Genesis, verses 63 and 67. We see him step to Gerar in denying his wife there, verse 20. His finding in Abimelech and Phicol there, he began to dig a well. And God kept his oath. The well was renamed, although different from his father, Isaac was nonetheless a great contender. And so the water supply was turned on again for the chosen people of God. God help us to redig the wells. But God help us to draw the water from those wells and urge the people to drink, and they'll never thirst again.